Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast or live internet simulcast today, April 28, 2007. And hello to those of you listening to an internet rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday at 7 or Thursday at 6. The link for that is on my site. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial and simulcast on Voice America Radio 7th Wave Network. To call into the program, call 866-909-9855 or send emails during the show to wellnessradio@amtherapies.com. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapies shared here after consulting with your physician. Last Saturday, our guest was Ann Fletcher, author of Weight Loss Confidential, How Teens Lose Weight and Keep It Off, and What They Wish That Their Parents Knew. At that show's end, we discussed the herb Devil's Claw and the asana Jathara Parivartanasana. If you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio show link, scroll down to the show you want, and click the button under it to listen to the show. For appointments, call 610-687-6184. General information, 610-660-7710. My guest today is David Malin, DDPT, author of Embracing Change, Transforming Life's Challenges with Courage and Grace. At the end of this program, we will discuss the herb Dong Quai and the asana Bekasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Introduction to the Dreams and Dreaming Department by Richard Wilkerson, Dream Educator. Dreams, a nightly gift and a part of the natural process of being alive, are being rediscovered by our culture. The meaning and value of your dreams will vary according to what you and your society decide. Our society is changing. We used to only value dreams in the context of psychotherapy. Now, after 30 years of self-help, support groups, and insightful professional research, we've learned that a dream need not be dismissed as just a dream. What does your dream mean? What have we learned? What does science teach us about dreams and dreaming? The Dreams and Dreaming Department will be exploring these and many other questions about dreams. We will also be making a few assumptions about dreams. These are, you are always the final authority on what the dreams mean. Others can offer insights, suggestions, and techniques for exploration and expression, but no one knows what the final meaning and value of the dream will be for you except you. Dreams come in the service of wholeness and health. If you find an interpretation that does not fit this, perhaps you need to change methods of interpretation. Dream interpretations that lead you toward self-criticism, depression, or despair are simply wrong, and if these conditions persist, you may wish to seek help from others. There is no such thing as a dream with one meaning. If you feel stuck on one meaning or feel another person is pushing one meaning, it's time to reconsider your methods and approach. Clinical versus peer dream work. Clinical dream work is done with the context of psychotherapy and clinical and sleep research. It has different approaches and goals than peer dream work. Self-help mutual aid programs are made of peers who face a common concern. They provide emotional and other support by sharing their personal experiences and exchanging resources. Self-help programs organized to offer peer support, advocacy, and a combination of the two. Peer dream sharing may have moderators, but the basic model is one of equal exchange. This was put out in May 2898, New Trends in Dream Work, Part 1, New Trends in Dream Work, Part 2 followed. This was from Richard Wilkerson, general editor of the Internet Dream E-Zine Electric Dream. Okay, as I said earlier, our guest today is David Malin, author of Embracing Change, Transforming Life's Challenges with Courage and Grace. He is a pioneer in the field of holistic medicine. David Malin is committed to helping people become more whole physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. A skilled medical intuitive who has been practicing in the field of alternative medicine since 1977, Malin's extensive knowledge, passion and dedication are reflected in the broad scope of his work. A licensed physical therapist who holds a Doctor of Divinity degree, Malin is one of the country's preeminent experts in alternative medicine and healing modalities. In 1977, Malin completed his training in polarity therapy, an eclectic and holistic approach to therapy that draws from both osteopathic and Ayurvedic medicine. He became certified in massage therapy in 1979 and in Gestalt therapy, a holistic and dynamic mind-body approach to psychotherapy, in 1981. In 1984, he began interfacing his alternative and holistic practice with the Western medical model. Since this time, Malin has continued to pursue extensive postgraduate training in such modalities as craniosacral therapy, visceral manipulation, homeopathy, esoteric healing, and Chinese methods. He, as a result of his diverse training, you know, this gentleman has a very extensive bio, and I had to sort of whittle it down for you. As a result of his diverse training and passion for teaching people how to heal themselves and to take responsibility for their own healing process, Malin created Body Math. He now serves as a Doctor of Divinity in the capacity of spiritual healer and consultant through the Compassionate Order of Service, and does service work worldwide. Through his work with Compassionate Order of Service, Malin focuses on helping people bring more of their spirit into their body. David Malin lives in Colorado, and Embracing Change is his latest book release. Good morning, David.
Good morning to you, Parthenia.
And where exactly are you from?
Well, actually, I grew up just across the Delaware. I grew up in New Jersey.
Oh, my. Okay.
I've lived in Colorado for over 30 years now.
Oh, it sounds... Well, what is it like up there today?
Well, the sun hasn't quite come over the horizon.
I know that. Okay. It's early there. But weather-wise, I trust it's going to be a good day.
I hope so.
Okay, what precipitated your interest in alternative medicine? Has this been something that you were brought up with as a child?
Well, no, because it didn't exist back then. When I was 17, I think I met someone that was talking about some modality. It might have been Rolfing or something like that. And I thought, boy, that sounds cool. That's something I want to do when I grow up. And then when my wife became pregnant, I decided, well, it's time to get on track with what I want to do. So I started early. I started at age 21.
Oh, okay.
And I'm 51 now, so I've been at it for 30 years.
Well, now, what about these intuitive abilities? Were you always aware of them, or did it come to you, or you became aware as an adult of what that was all about?
Well, I work a lot with the model to describe to people our intuitive side, or our more right brain creative side, and our more rational left brain linear scientific side. And both parts of my mind have always been needing to work together. And so I was noticing as I started pursuing this work in alternative health and alternative medicine that I was sensing things, but I wanted to understand what I was sensing and why I was sensing. And so that was part of what motivated my quest for knowledge, to figure it out, what it was I was doing, and make it more grounded instead of a lot of energetic work. Working with people's energetic field can get away from the earth base and groundedness. And so the body math work that I do is one where it's very important that we learn how to ground our spirit into our body.
Okay, and before we get to that, because I really want to get into that in detail, what is a medical intuitive?
Well, a medical intuitive is someone that helps figure out what's going on with people. If they have a problem, a lot of times our Western medical approach doesn't really get to the cause. They just name the symptom and treat the symptom without looking deeper as to what the cause is. And when it's more physically based in origin, that works a lot. But when symptoms or the cause of a problem or disease process is more complex, and it may have emotional components or psychological or even spiritual components, the Western medical approach can fall short. And so a medical intuitive is someone who understands the body and the anatomy and physiology and how things work, and also has developed his or her intuitive skills to pinpoint where the problem is and what the cause may be on any of those levels.
Okay, now what inspired your writing of Embracing Change?
Well, I'd been practicing for 25 years. I had a practice in Boulder, Colorado, and there came a point where, one, I wanted to move further in the mountains, and two, I'd been wanting to write for a while, and I felt I could reach more people as far as bridging the gap between the Western approach and alternative medicine, or within ourselves, our left brain and our right brain, by writing and reaching people that way. And so,
okay. Can you hold that thought for me, and we'll come right back to it. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. The program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, or call 610-687-6184. And you can hear us live on the internet by clicking the link on my site. And I'm continuing my report on Nemacolin. Try the fabulous Italian restaurant, Autumn. Their hearty, tasty meals will make you think you're home. More later. We'll be back with David Malin, DDPT, author of Embracing Change, Transforming Life's Challenges with Courage and Grace. Call 866-909-9855.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Lai therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. I am now offering online psychosocial coaching. And remember, you can now listen to the show on the internet. Go to my site for the link. Oh, ladies, why not take a spa week together? Maybe rent a cottage. Nothing but relaxation. Of course, I'm talking about Nemacolin. Now, today's alternative medicine trivia question is, what herb is also known called grapple plant or wood spider? Interesting names. Of course, the winner will get a comprehensive initial visit with me for $25, which is very, very little in comparison to the actual price. And today, we're talking with David Malin, DDPT, author of Embracing Change, Transforming Life's Challenges with Courage and Grace. Call in at 866-909-9855 or email us wellnessradio@amtherapies.com. Okay, we were talking about what inspired your writing of the book, Embracing Change.
Yeah, so I was talking about getting the message, a different approach, a different paradigm, a different way of looking at life out there. And so embracing change really brings down to earth the model that we're not just physical, that we have an emotional body, a mental body, and a spiritual body as well, and how they interrelate with one another, and how we need to attend to all, and all have equal importance and need to work together, kind of like the different musicians in a symphony orchestra or band.
Well, now, I felt that your book spoke to or speaks to almost anybody, but were you focusing on any particular audience?
No, I tried to. When I first started writing a number of years ago, it was more for practitioners. And so with Embracing Change, it's the opposite. This is the first book I have out that is, the focus is completely for lay people that don't necessarily have any background in alternative medicine, and or for people that have, that want to go deeper.
Okay. Very good. Now, I want to take this time to go to, you know, go right to the book. And what I'm hoping we can do is sort of go through the chapters, because you have it laid out very clearly and very nicely. And even the titles of each chapter give enough information to, you know, give people a general idea. But I thought I'd give you an opportunity to sort of tell people what they might expect as they go through the different sections.
Oh, great.
For example, you start out with knowing oneself, distinguishing what's inside from what's outside. What was your objective with that chapter?
Well, I really think that's the basic tenet of being able to heal ourselves, is we have to first know ourselves. And too often we give our power away to what we're told in the outer world, whether it be a health professional, an author, or the media with advertisements telling us how we should be, how we should look, and how we should feel. And so the first step is to really start learning to listen to ourselves, and we can't listen to ourselves unless we start to know ourselves.
You also mentioned something about how we are brought up, or many people are brought up, to see that quiet time or that alone time or that moment when you're by yourself thinking as a punishment. For, like, you know, because
parents
tend to, okay, you go sit in the corner and you think about what you did, that kind of thing, when in reality that's a very valuable ability to have, and something really good to be able to do. Yin and yang, understanding polarity in ourself and our world.
Well, that chapter brings out an important concept of polarity, and polarity can mean becoming polarized in a discussion, reactive to some situation. When we react, we're becoming polarized. And to break it down to its very basics, the yin and yang is a system that talks about change and how we can move from one polarity to from another, back and forth, and find that balance in the center. And looking at yang qualities, which are more typically male, aggressive, forward, constructive, versus yin, more female, inner, intuitive, creative characteristics, and how they work, and how they work as a tool for understanding ourselves. So it's kind of a flows from the first chapter of knowing ourselves to give a paradigm of yin and yang to help understand ourselves. Because we may be a male and very yin, or we may be a female and be very yang. And if that's our true nature, then we need to honor that.
Could you elucidate a little more on that yin woman, yang woman? I thought that was very interesting. My producer's cracking up over there. But I found that very interesting, how not only does that affect the individual, but how that plays out in relationships.
Oh, absolutely. It is fascinating to me. And birth order can play a factor too, because there's a certain polarity in sibling order. And so one child may be more yin and one child be more yang. And so, for instance, if we have a very yin female, a female by nature, being in a person in a female body, is more yin. But if she's a yin female, she's even more demure, passive, maybe petite, and more internal, likes quiet solitude. And if she hooks up with her polar opposite, which is a very yang male, who's into action, doing things, not self-reflecting or talking about things, there's not a lot of common ground there.
Yeah.
And so the best are actually when we have the same internal nature matching up, we do better in relationships. So a yin male would do better with a yin female because they speak the same internal language, versus someone who is more yang male or yang female would do better in that they more like to do things and build things and take action and are more living the more outer action doing world.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Oh, yeah, there was a quote you had at the end. I'm sorry to go back, but in chapter one, there was a nice quote you had. The unexamined life is not worth living. I mean, I know it's one we've heard before, Socrates, but I thought it was, you know, fit very well with the point you were trying to make with that chapter.
Well, you know, and it's amazing how many of us in our current society don't look at our lives. We just kind mm-hmm. of do things without thinking about it or examining what we're doing or why we're doing it, and oftentimes we're just living out programs that we learned from our parents who learned from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the pattern continues.
And we wonder why same things keep happening that we don't want to happen necessarily.
Yeah.
And it's often because we haven't even taken a moment to look and see, oh, if I had done this and such, it might have sort of played out a little differently.
Absolutely.
Okay, in chapter three, that's entitled Faith, Love, and Divine Timing, Connecting to Something Greater than Ourselves.
So it's always hard in a book when you're just talking to a general audience to talk about religion and faith. Mm. And so I made an agreement with the readers in the beginning of this chapter, I believe, mm-hmm. that we're going to call whatever you want to call it, God, divinity, Jehovah, Allah, Buddha, is just that which is greater than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And not going to argue about the name of what we call this, but the importance of having a connection with the spiritual aspect of ourselves, both within us and what we view outside of us or a part of us that's greater than ourselves. And so that chapter kind of brings a more philosophical discussion about what that means, and have we examined our relationship with this divine energy, and is the religion that we are pursuing, does it match our inner feelings? Have mm-hmm. we examined it, or have we just accepted it because that's the one that we grew up in?
Right. Very good. You even talk about how we actually determine what our faith is, and how important it is to be clear within our own being. Because I guess especially because most people just go along with whatever they were born into. You also talk about you talk about it pretty much later, but it sort of plays in, I think, with this as well in terms of selecting our family or selecting our parents. Do you have a framework, a religious framework for that?
Well, I try not to go too much into that because I would alienate other readers but I spoke more from the standpoint of what family we're born into and how that's going to affect us, as well as what generation. So for instance, our grandparents or parents, depending how old we are, that grew up during the Depression often have part of that imprint and two world wars with them about scarcity and fear, and they're kind of more restrictive that way. And different generations have universal patterns that way, and then different families do as well.
So I guess the important thing is the lesson that you learn in the experience.
Yeah, and so it's an opportunity. Yeah, it's kind of the spiritual belief or background would be that everything is part of the divine plan, and there are no accidents, and we were given our parents, our family, our situation to grow and learn from, whether it's through the adversity, if it was a struggle, or through the extreme love and nurturing, whichever end of the spectrum we were blessed or cursed with.
Mm-hmm.
That a curse isn't necessarily a curse, it's a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
Can be.
Oh, yes. And, of course, the choices we are able to make within the within the process or within the journey have an impact on all of that as well.
Absolutely.
Being grounded, chapter four, being here, now, and in our body.
Well, it's interesting how few of us are truly grounded, truly really present and here. And even people that want whatever their religious belief, want to become more spiritual or more attuned to whatever their God or divinity is, what I've found from my years of practice and research is that in order to really bring our spirit into our body, we have to ground it in our physical body, in our emotional body, in our mental body, before it will anchor in our spiritual body. And so to try to be more spiritual by denying our emotions, by denying our physical needs, by denying our mental beliefs and patterns is kind of taking it backwards from what I've found. And it's just amazing how that can happen, how a lot of people choose that route. And I give an example of an exercise to do that can really show you how ungrounded or fragile one may be according to what beliefs they are, and a little exercise that people can do with a friend to kind of demonstrate this.
Yes, that was very interesting. You want to share a little bit about it?
I don't know. Do we have time if you want to?
Sure, because you have other exercises, and it just will give them an idea of one.
Okay,
of them.
Briefly, this exercise is showing that, one, the power of visualization. So, for instance, if we visualize ourselves as being a feather just floating in the air, and we had a friend stand behind us and give us a gentle push or shove, we would kind of be easily uprooted and move from our center, and without that, our friend having to push us very hard. If we then changed our mindset and visualized ourselves as being a solid tree, like an oak tree with its roots going deep into the earth, and had the friend push us the same way, we would be very hard to unroot. And so, you know, it's an example of how our thoughts affect our body. But also there are ways and techniques that it also shows us how naturally grounded we are or not. So if we just stood there without picturing ourselves being one way or another and had our friend push us, it would show us in that realm or that spectrum if we're more like the feather or more like the tree, how rooted or solid we are. And then there are specific techniques that can make us more grounded all the time. So we are present, we're more aware, we're more tuned in to ourselves and our environment.
Okay, then we go to going with the flow, accepting what is, and letting go of what is not. I love the water analogy that you make in this chapter. That was fun.
Well, water is a good metaphor for emotions, too. Mm-hmm. And of the four bodies, the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual, the emotional body and the spiritual body are more yin, more internal, and they're less visible to us. It's us being our culture that looks at things that if you can't see it, you don't believe it. Whereas our culture is more physically oriented and also belief system. We have this belief and that's the way it is. And those are more yang aspects. And so the example of the water is the emotions, to really tune into that realm, I use the metaphor of diving down through the muck and finding our buried treasure.
You also talked about if we're in the water, how is it? We're in the water, in the river, and we're being pulled along by the current, and if we grab hold to the roots on, say, the bank or something of that nature, the consequences may not be exactly what we want. And similarly in life, in terms of going with the flow, that does create a bit of a problem. You also talked about swimming sideways. You talked about alternative ways that you can approach dealing with that current. And there we go.
Okay.
Give me a moment and we'll come right back. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. The program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Ballykinwood, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, or call 610-687-6184. You can hear us live on the internet. We'll be back with David Malin, DD, PT, author of Embracing Change, Transforming Life's Challenges with Courage and Grace. 866-909-9855. Call in with your questions.
Don't
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. I'm now offering online psychosocial coaching. Check with the website to see who our guest May 5, 2007 will be. Now we're talking with David Malin. Also, I want to remind you that when you come to the office, your first visit, you do get an initial comprehensive visit, which includes a kinesiology and iridology assessments. I'll talk a little more about that at the next break. David Malin, DD, PT, author of Embracing Change, Transforming Life's Challenges with Courage and Grace. You can call in at 866-909-9855, and we do have a caller online, Lewis in New York. Good morning, Lewis.
Good morning.
And what is your question of Mr. Malin?
I wanted to ask Mr. Malin if he doesn't think that asking us to embrace change is a little unnatural, because change has that element of the unknown, and we're conditioned to fear the unknown.
That's interesting.
I think that's a great question. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And I think it ties in with the last chapter we were talking about, going with the flow. Because what I've found from my 30 years of working with people in alternative medicine field is that when we resist change that is coming to us, whether we want to say on a soul level we've chosen or not, we can leave that part of the discussion out, but when change is coming to us and we're resisting it, oftentimes we are not going with the flow. We're beating our heads against the wall, or whatever metaphor you want, climbing the wrong tree.
Yes.
And we have to deal with it the hard way, learn the lesson the hard way. And so if we can learn to make life more like a fun dance or game, that we can go with the flow and learn our lessons with grace and ease, it doesn't mean we have to embrace everything that comes our way by any means. That's not what I'm saying. But as far as save ourselves some of the heartache and pain that comes with when our fear, as you so aptly mentioned, is keeping us from being able to even be open to look at change.
Yes. And how can we be sure that this is a change that we should be going with the flow?
Oh, that we should be going with as opposed to time.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I address that through several chapters. I think the Know Thyself chapter, Know Ourself, is one of the key areas where I suggest lots of different paths that we may do that is to, when we're trying to assess something, if it's true or right for us, to listen to what trusted friends or advisors may say, and And in some cases, we have to follow our gut, too, and and go against that advice. But that comes with practicing listening to ourselves, because there will be those times when we must just need to go and do it our way and against the best advice of other more conservative friends or advisors. Sometimes we listen to the advice of the advisor who always gives us horrible advice, and we learn to do the opposite. But those are some external tools, but the key is to also develop our internal tools to learn to trust ourselves and know ourselves, so that when really hard times come, which could easily happen, we've seen it, the poor folks that had to deal with Katrina down in the south in New Orleans, or the tsunamis in the other part of the world, you know, suddenly your whole world is turned upside down or in chaos. And so knowing ourselves and being grounded and being able to go with the flow and trust our intuition or whatever guidance we have is an extremely important gift and tool to develop. I say gift. For some, it comes more naturally. Mm-hmm. And for others, we have to work at it.
And and it's a little more usable. Let's say it changes as we mature and age.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Lewis, for calling in. And keep listening to the program.
Thank you.
And keep calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
He sort of came at a right time there. Also, in the chapter 5 at the end, you talk about instead of the resistance piece, instead of that, we can learn to trust the flow and work with the currents, having faith that we will eventually arrive where we need to be. I thought that was a beautiful way to sum it up, as you did in the end of the chapter.
Well, the faith is a hard one because that also doesn't come naturally.
No, not at all. Oh, you also I think you mentioned meditation as one of the tools for developing or becoming more and more grounded, and being able to ask those questions you need to ask yourself, and being able to feel out what you need to listen to and what you need to reject.
And it's definitely a valuable tool, and yet we're all so different. It's not necessarily there's one tool that's the right one for everyone, but for lots of people, that's a very valuable tool.
And you, like I say, that was one, and of course, one of the ones that I like, so I brought it up. I would love to cover all of your suggestions, but again, we've only gone up to chapter 6 now, and the program is quickly coming to an end. But is there a special chapter that you would like to highlight at this point, or is this okay with you just going one by one?
However you want to do it, I'm fine.
He's going with the flow, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, with chapter 6, it's entitled Getting Down and Going In, Busting Through the Layers of Our Emotional Denial. Caution, challenging material, proceed with care. Oh, yes, he does have a wonderful sense of humor throughout the book.
Well, this is the only chapter I put a warning at the beginning of it, the caution, challenging material, proceed with care, because I get into kind of the nuts and bolts and nitty-gritty of how our emotional subconscious programming, imprinting, that we learn at a very young age, and I mean even in the womb, certain patterns and ways to relate to the world and life can really paralyze us in our ability to go with the flow, or freeze us up as far as our ability to embrace our own spirit and make us more rigid, stiff, or what have you. Those are the effects. And I talk about subtle coercive brainwashing that goes on a subconscious level all the time within friends, within our peers, or in a relationship. So an example would be, let's use the female spouse saying, "Oh dear, I was going to try this," and the male counterpart husband goes, "You what?" And he heard what she said, that this could be anything that's off the beaten path, and he pretends he doesn't hear it on some level, because that's the response that worked. He might have learned it from his parents. Mm. And then she backs down and says, "Oh, nothing, dear."
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And then he goes back to reading the paper. And effectively, it was all that went on a more subconscious level. The unspoken conversation between them is she's saying, I want to try something new and go out of our box. I don't like the way things are. And his response was, I don't want to hear about it. Are you going to challenge my authority on this?
Oh, yeah, there's something else you mentioned in that chapter about whenever there's a discrepancy between what is being said and what we are feeling is being said, watch out.
Yep, and that means we need to watch out every time we listen to our politicians tell us things.
I will leave that alone. But yeah, that was a very good chapter too. Before we go further along, is there a web address you would like to share, or email, or phone number?
Oh, sure. Well, for the Embracing Change, there's one if you want to know more about the book, and it's just embracingchange.net, not .com, not .org, it's .net, embracingchange.net. And then the work I do as a medical intuitive is bodymath.com. That's BODYMATH. And math is an acronym for multidimensional approach to healing.
Uh-huh.
So that's what body math is. It's not some form of mathematics. And it's a system of self-healing where we have ways to work with our own life force and energy to heal ourselves.
Very good.
I also do readings through that website, the Body Math one. It's a medical intuitive. If someone's having a problem with something going on in their life that maybe the doctors can't address, that's part of that site too, thebodymath.com.
Okay. And how did you get involved with that? What inspired you to develop the Body Math?
Well, that just developed over, you know, having studied lots of different therapies, as you have, over the years, and becoming very sensitive with my hand, I was finding that I could feel...
He just laughed. Okay. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. The program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Ballackinwood, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, or call 610-687-6184. You can hear us on the internet. We will be back with David Malin, DD, PT, author of Embracing Change, Transforming Life's Challenges with Courage and Grace. Call in at 866-909-9855 with your questions.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. I am now offering online psychosocial coaching and remessing. Isn't that I'm making up new words? Remember, you can listen to the show on the internet. Internet only. Iridology. Iridology is the study of the iris of the eye to determine health status. There are markings and discolorations in the different zones of the iris that give a practitioner information about wellness. And kinesiology is the use of muscle response testing to assess that which is strong or weak in the body. I thought I would share some of that with you, to, just in case some of you aren't familiar with some of those things. Okay, today we are talking with David Malin, DDPT, author of Embracing Change, Transforming Life's Challenges with Courage and Grace. Dave, you want to pick up where we left off?
Okay, I'm trying to remember where that was.
Oh, no.
I did want to say, I was thinking while some of the music was going about who this book is for. I see, that was a question earlier.
Right.
I see it being a great book as a gift that someone would give to someone else who is struggling with change, struggling with life's challenges. Because it's a guidebook to help someone through that and help them to soul search and go inward and become more empowered to deal with what they're dealing with.
Okay, I agree. I think that's very true. We're at the part of the program where I'm getting ready to ask you for your words of wisdom that you would like to share with our listeners. And before we get there when you talk about, are there any recommendations for people who are bipolar or people who have more serious psychological concerns in terms of how they can approach change and how they can, or how their support system can help them dealing with change and things of that nature?
Well, that brings up a whole topic that may not be precisely the question as far as one's support system.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the chapter about the subconscious programming, and a lot of times our support system, we're part of a puzzle of those loved ones, friends, collective that we have chosen to be a part of. And if we're working with embracing change, struggling with something in our life, sometimes the supportive people around us can be using us, our process, our disease to kind of help keep the status quo for them.
Oh my.
On a subconscious level.
Okay.
So that as we break out of that pattern and come up with new discoveries, it can be challenging for our support system. Because if we're making changes and looking at things that we need to look at in our lives, it kind of points the finger, this is what we do to ourselves. It's like, oh, maybe I should be doing that. And if we don't want to be doing that and have strong resistance within ourselves to do it as being part of the support system, it's much easier for us to say, oh, you're full of it.
Okay.
I like you the way you were before. You're just fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to have to let that be your words of wisdom, unless you have something real quick you can say.
Well, that's just certain situations,
really,
but
good.
It's something to be aware of as far as what is said on one level isn't always this match on the subconscious level. And so, in other words, it has to do with pay attention to what we say and exchanges we have, because there may be different tones going on the different levels coming through.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. And please go back to sleep if you can. And
no, the sun is up now.
Too late. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Parthenia.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now it's time for our wellness news. I mean, no, we've done that already. It's time for our herb of the day. Oh, dear. Don Quai. The part used medicinally are the roots. Phytochemicals include alpha-pinene and beta-carotene. Some of the nutrients, calcium, folate, iron, and magnesium. According to Balk and Balk, it acts as a mild sedative, laxative, diuretic, antispasmodic, and pain reliever. Also improves the blood and strengthens the reproductive system. It's also known as Chinese Angelica. It says, caution, you should not be using this during pregnancy, and it should not be used by people who have diabetes or who are light sensitive. Okay, and for our asana. Today's asana is Bekasana. It strengthens the arms and helps to develop flexibility in the legs. Lie face down on the floor with the arms stretched back beside the trunk. Stretch the tops of the thighs away from the trunk, then bend the legs back one at a time. Bend the arms with the elbows pointing up and place the hands on top of the feet. Swivel the wrists in and turn the hands out. Continue turning the hands until the fingers point toward the head, with the heels of the hands just above the toes. Press the feet down beside the hips. Keep the feet in line with the shins. Exhale and raise the head and chest. Stay for from 10 to 15 seconds, breathing evenly. Release the hands and the legs. The benefits include improving balance and concentration, strengthening the muscles and joints of the upper extremities, including palms and fingers, tones the abdominal muscles, and strengthens the inner ears and eyes. This, of course, is according to Dr. Shah. The indications are stiffness of upper extremity joints, weak upper extremities, poor concentration, and diffidence, flabby and weak abdomen. Okay, you have been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at WWDB 860 AM and simulcast on the Seventh Wave Network. Again, check the website to see who our next week end guest will be, May 5, 2007, and listen to the program live on your computer if you like. If you just feel like listening to the computer, and listen to the rebroadcasts when they occur, especially today at 9 p.m. If you're interested in advertising on the program, feel free to email your ads to our program, Wellness Radio at amtherapies.com, or call or mail in recordings to the office at Tubala Plaza, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania, 19004. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers the public iridology and kinesiology assessments. That's how we find out what needs to be strengthened and what it can be strengthened with. Consultations in nutrition, meditation, and acupressure, psychosocial consultations, incorporating Bach floral essence remedies, and remote and video conferencing. And don't forget about our online coaching, which is done primarily through email, unless you have a camera and the ability to be seen on camera. We can do video conferencing. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com. I welcome your participation in my blog and subscription to the newsletter. Of course, you can always download the radio programs and see who future guests will be and what my practice offers. Oh, yes, Anthony was asking me questions about Nemacolin again. And one thing, when you do go to Nemacolin, you can take an invigorating hike. Get that heart pumping. And, of course, say Parthenia sent you. Wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.